It was a purely chance event in 2005 that enabled me to turn the whole thing around. I had been convinced to go away on a two-week adventure vacation with a friend, something that had caused me huge anxiety, and I'd spent the days leading up to it in fearful anticipation. So I packed all manner of sleep aids, my special pillow, earplugs and eye shades, and an MP3 player chock full of relaxation recordings. During that vacation, something amazing happened. I would never have been able to predict the totally unexpected effect it would have on my sleep. Every day was spent doing all manner of outdoor activities. Climbing, canoeing, walking, and whittling wood, which meant I was utterly physically exhausted when I got into bed. We had to get up early and to go to bed late, all of us, no matter what. There was no time for naps, and certainly no lying around in bed in the morning. I was taken right out of my normal life, my crazy routines and my weird rituals. And most of all, I was totally distracted from thinking about my problem, and I had no audience for my constant complaining about sleep. I wasn't allowed to be special or different. I wasn't allowed to engage in insomnia-reinforcing behaviours. I began to forget about my sleep problem, to just let go and enjoy being part of the group. In this home away from home, I was not a broken, insomniac invalid. I was just one of the crowd. We were all equal, all treated the same way, all doing the same thing. It was like I'd been taken back to the beginning, back to a time before my problem even started, to a time when my life wasn't ruled by this monster, almost back to childhood. And, like a child, I learned how to sleep all over again. I slept well for 10 full days. This was the longest stretch of good sleep in 15 years. On the way home from this hugely enjoyable vacation, I reflected on what had caused this incredible turnaround. Almost in a flash, I could see it. It was like I had new eyes with which to see the whole picture afresh. I could see there was nothing broken or damaged about me. There was really nothing wrong with me at all. This vacation had proved it. I'd actually slept well for 10 days. And if I could sleep for 10 days, any 10 days, then I could do it again. But I knew I couldn't let things go back to the way they were. I had to make changes. Having put a few of these changes in place, I watched in wonder as my insomnia began to drop away immediately. I started writing things down, any new insight or observation. As an academic, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know everything there was to know about actually overcoming insomnia, not from doctors in labs or from dry scientific articles paid for by drug companies, but from actual people who had actually suffered and come through it. And so, I embarked on a plan of dedicated research. And so my knowledge and understanding of the right way to overcome insomnia grew. And rapidly, my sleeping improved, often surprising me in circumstances where once I would never have expected to sleep. And so I began sharing my knowledge with people as best I could. My nights were now taken up writing motivational emails to my insomniac friends. I had no medical training whatsoever, and yet the advice I was able to offer was gratefully received, even by those who had attended the most elite sleep clinics. I had unwittingly become a sleep therapist. Time and time again, I was begged to write a book about my recovery, putting all my good advice down in one place. And so, I began to formulate a set of rules, guidelines, and advice, which was eventually to become my first book, The Effortless Sleep Method. And now, after a further 6 years of research, after carrying out hundreds of sleep therapy consultations with people just like you, I now present the Sleep for Life program, the most advanced material I've ever created. Over the years since my initial recovery, my sleep has continued to improve to a level I never thought possible. I now often fall asleep within seconds. I usually sleep right through the night without waking once. These are both things I never did in childhood, not ever. And I wake up after 8.5 hours of peaceful sleep, no alarm needed, sharp as a tack. I literally bounce out of bed, and I'm fully alert and ready for anything 1 minute after getting up. I'm 46 and I have the energy of a 20-year-old. I'm almost never ill, and I haven't seen a doctor in years. My bed was once a place of fear, loneliness, anxiety, and sleepless terror. But now it's my sanctuary, my haven. I look forward to bed every night, to my gorgeous cotton sheets and my crunchy feather quilt, safe in the absolute knowledge that good sleep is inevitable for me. I want you to experience this same joy. I want you to have that same inevitability to your sleep, to know that you can just lie down and sleep without having to do anything at all. I want to teach you how to have a life where you never feel exhausted from lack of sleep, where you never suffer with that awful sleeping pill hangover. I want to show you a life where all of these are things of the past. The program you have purchased is the one I wanted someone to have written for me. During those 15 years, I searched and scoured the world for a program like the one I have created. I searched for a person who really gets it, not some pompous doctor or dubious therapist, but someone who had been where I had been, had those thoughts, and who could tell me how to escape it. That person has come into your life. That person is me. I'll be honest with you. My motivation for helping you is partly selfish. I had to go through agonies like yours for 15 years to get this knowledge. And now, the only way I can make sense of what happened to my life during those terrible years is to turn this around, to use that experience to help people like me, like you, to be that person I had searched for. Without this, I would be left with a bitter resentment of my lost life. I have to help people like you, for my own sake, because you see, I know how it is to be you, and I know the way out of the darkness. Now, it's your turn. In the lessons that follow, I want to take you back to the beginning and gently restart your body's basic sleep response, your innate ability to sleep normally and naturally. I'm going to take you back to the child inside you that sleeps effortlessly without thinking or worrying or stressing. This is not a quick fix designed to help you for a few nights and then stop working. I'm offering you something real and something permanent that not only allows you to become a better sleeper, it teaches you to become a great sleeper. And there's an optional part of this program, only for those who need it, and only to be listened to once the entire program of lessons 1 to 5 are completed. After all, you want sleep for life. And to do that, some of you may want to turn to the section of this program I call the safety blanket. I created the safety blanket for those times when you may happen to get a bad night, or you're feeling worried or panicky and you don't know where to turn. This is the one part of the program that you may listen to in the middle of the night if you want to. It's designed to be like a comforting hug when you need it the most, with just the right words to get you back on track. Many of you may never need the safety blanket at all. Many of you will sleep better from tonight and turn everything around immediately. So I recommend you only turn to it if you need it. It won't make anything worse to listen when your sleep is good. It just might have more impact if you keep it saved in case of a bad time. But even if you feel worried right now, please don't turn to the safety blanket until you've listened to the entire rest of the program. And you can rest assured, if you do happen to get a less than perfect night, you won't be left alone. I'll be here waiting for you, with the safety blanket, with just the right help and encouragement when you need it the most. I want to remind you of the importance of listening to the entire course in full before making any changes to your life. The program will not be completed until you've listened through to the very end of Lesson 5, where I reveal some very important information. While creating Sleep for Life, I used certain psychological devices throughout just to make the program especially effective. This means that just by listening, subtle changes will be happening deep inside, without your even noticing it. But if you miss any part of the program, you run the risk of missing out on one of these vital psychological effects, and you could damage the effectiveness of the whole process. So please do listen to every part of each of the 5 lessons in order to the end without missing anything out. Do this and you will get the full effect of the power of the Sleep for Life program. So, we're coming to the end of this first lesson. Do ensure you've completed Worksheet 1. If you have, you can move on and start Lesson 2. Lesson 2 is going to be a real eye-opener, because you're going to hear all about what caused this problem in the first place. Forget all about those hidden mystery causes. You're about to find out, once and for all, what is actually causing your sleep problem. Why did this happen to you? You're about to find out.